Sports. 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 Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will Canale.
Yes, this is the Sports Dump, and I am Joe Canale. Joined here by Dan Antonucci.
Heyo, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. The sports widow, maybe she'll be joining us for a walkthrough. She is in the building, but she is not here joining us at the table.
As of 9:34.
That's right, Western time. But who knows? She could be back. We call it Western time out
mm-hmm.
here. So a lot to cover. We're going to actually try to be a little sportsy today, but hopefully entertaining as well.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. Who knows where we end up?
You don't know.
To be sportsy.
First, we can open up actually with the big local news for us. At least is
mm-hmm.
that you played with my softball team yesterday.
Yeah, very thrilled and honored to be part of that team.
The Sears Power team playing in a 5-team league. Not great.
No.
We need more teams. But you've been a good sub for our team this year.
Yeah.
And it was a very exciting 9-inning tie.
It was. There was
both
all
teams
sorts of
had
plays.
Opportunities. Their team went up by one a number of times in the extra innings, and we kept tying and having the winning run ready to go.
Yeah. Just
and
couldn't
it didn't
quite
happen.
Finish.
Yeah. Now, I got thrown out at home after a triple.
Yeah.
It's so rare that I get an extra base hit.
Yeah. Oh, you just kept going.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
And he was flowing around the bases, folks. You would have sent him too, probably.
I was safe, ultimately.
And he was safe.
But it was a makeup call from earlier.
It was a major league call that couldn't be made at the time.
Yeah. A major league ump would have gotten it right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also sports that other people might be interested in that happened. Yeah.
Other than 16-inch softball?
I know. There was a big Sunday NFL. I'm less interested in watching the football games than I am running my friend's fantasy football team.
Yes, you are the angel investor, right?
The what?
The sort of the ghost manager in this situation.
Yes. In fact, I don't think he's done anything. But I had Ike on the show a couple weeks ago. I did an interview with him. And since that point, we've been the lowest scoring team every week. We won one of those games, so we were the second lowest scoring team.
Hmm.
Maybe
it was the birth of a hex or a curse or a move
I think
that
there
can't happen in this particular league.
That's right. That's 20 seconds of our 1 minute total fantasy talk.
Yeah. And it's very fringe. It's kind of sort of a socio-personal
dynamic.
Right,
exactly. We're not talking about any of this stuff other than the fact that Nicole Sullivan beat me this week.
Tough to lose.
I know, tough to lose, but what are you going to do? She beat Ike. She didn't beat me.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of the best for you because you don't ever have to feel the losses and you
can just
enjoy
the victory. I made a big mistake. I don't want to talk about it. It's so boring to talk about stuff like that.
Move on. Good editing of yourself. Thank you for sparing our listeners.
Was there anything exciting in the real NFL? I mean, there's just professional football has become a lot like fantasy football to me. In that injuries determine everything that happens.
And everybody's hurt in this year's football. Like once something good gets going, it's horrible.
Yeah.
They had that nice story in Texas. Everybody was, you know, getting the Wheaties boxes ready for Deshaun Watson.
And it's not just him. Dalvin Cook was leading the league in rushing when he went down as a rookie. Richard Sherman. You could go on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
So... In fantasy football, that's always how the winner gets determined.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever has the injuries, they go out, and whoever's left at the end.
Yeah. And whoever strikes and has the waiver.
It's 420. It was 420 into the podcast. That's my other podcast. Yeah.
And it's probably within 18 minutes of that in another country towards Europe
too much of a link.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the regular NFL. Now, and look at all the leaders of the divisions other than the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. The
Eagles. Missed the playoffs last year.
Yep. And their juggernaut.
Missed the playoffs last year. Rams missed the playoffs last year.
Rams.
I thought Rams games would be end of the year. the stadium would be empty. You could go for $4.
It's gotten so exciting that there's now, if you Google the Rams or whatever, there's things that talk about Goff being spoken about as MVP candidate.
Oh,
so,
that's ridiculous talk, but
yeah, it is. I'm just telling you. The
I know. I'm just, and I'm saying that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But it's impossible to predict.
It is. It's
so,
totally.
What are you going
to
do?
Because everybody had the Jets and the Bills as the worst thing ever to happen in the face of football.
And the
They'll
Bears.
Win a game. The Bears.
And the Giants were going to make the playoffs. Do you know that now, Nooch, both, and this is probably difficult for listeners,
mm-hmm.
and this is why we have to have other people on the show, but Nooch and I are both Yankees and Giants fans, which is, Giants fans aren't as insufferable as Yankees fans.
It's true.
But Yankees fans are pretty insufferable. But both of our teams are going to be looking for new coaches here.
Yeah, and that's an exciting time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Nebraska is going to be looking for a new coach in my
business. So your world is just
turned upside down.
Yeah, that's exciting. Good luck to Nebraska. Gosh.
I put in my resume to be the Yankees coach. It's on the Sports Dump website.
Great.
I gave listed a bunch of reasons, so it's a nice time to plug our website.
In this day and age,
too. Sportsdump.com. We got a lot of good articles, and we'll have a lot more content on there. It's still relevant because the UCLA guys are still in China.
Well, apparently,
are they out?
Supreme Leader Trump has been doing some things,
sure.
and he's trying to intervene. And
but there's that's not a great idea on their behalf.
Yeah, no.
But Dave Pompey did a nice video talking about how stupid those guys were to shoplift in China. One of his best points was, if you're 3'6" black dudes in China, people are probably going to be keeping a close eye on you just because they've never seen something like that before.
Yeah.
So that point alone in his rant is worth watching on the sportsdump.com.
Great. Thank you, David. I'll have to check that one out.
David? Oh, Dave Pompey.
Yeah.
Got it. And we're going to be updating that right now, folks. I'll warn you, if you go to our site, it's pretty minimal. But the content is there. We're going to be upgrading the style of it soon.
Ooh.
So that'll be exciting. Yeah.
That's cool.
Maybe a new logo and things like that. So we'll be working on that.
Style update coming your way.
Yeah.
Look out.
next time we do this, I want to have some like segments. But because we're doing our college basketball preview this week, that's kind of our segment type thing.
Oh, that's a big segment. Oh, yeah.
But we do have the ability to get secret recordings. So if you want to hear a secret recording of, let's say, Jerry Jones talking to Roger Goodell on the phone, we can get access to that. Just leave what you'd like to hear anywhere on the Sports Dump website. I think there's a place.
Yeah.
Or actually on our Twitter page, which is Sports Dump Show. This whole thing's not a commercial for the Sports Dump, but
no.
Just want to get that out there. So the NFL, yeah, it's we're right in the middle of the season. The bye weeks are over after next week, and that's when things start to happen.
Yeah.
So that's when we'll really get cranking on this.
It goes by, I tell you, every football season. I'm astonished at how quickly the time goes.
You know, the games last forever, but the weeks go quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say something like that yesterday?
Yes, with child rearing.
Right.
I stole it from a television program. They say, the days are long and the years are short when it comes to bringing up the little ones.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about the football season.
There you go.
Oh, boy, just yesterday it was opening weekend. It was early September, and now here we are thinking about Thanksgiving. Where does it go in a blink of an eye?
This might be too early in the day to do these.
Okay.
Your philosophy is lost on me at this
true.
Hour.
It's true. Good. That's our viewers that listen to this need complimentary viewpoints, you know?
Sure.
It would be very dull if we were, oh, yes.
You're right. And plus, we have to vamp while you're looking through the top 10 list so you can have your rankings ready.
You know, this thing is irrelevant. I've got
You've
the
got
ESPN
it.
Top 25.
I'm
going
to put a picture up, but
ready to go.
Nooch here is a collector of phones. Do you have any other phones on you or just the two
Not
that are
on
the
me.
Table?
At home, there's a Nextbit Robin that's for sale on Letgo. Check out user Dan331618, and that's a negotiable price. Yeah, but I have two currently.
So you have two
rented.
Phones that you're using currently,
mm-hmm.
both hooked up to
4G networks, cell phone
two
numbers.
Two different phone numbers?
Yeah, I use this one for business and have my business calls forwarded there from time to time during work, and then this is my personal phone.
Okay, and do you pay both bills, or does your work pay the bills on one of them?
I pay for tax purposes, essentially. Yeah, work does pay for half of it. Yeah, oh. But you know they're clumped under the same AT&T. And AT&T, oh, so it's, boo. So sorry. Don't want them as a sponsor. I didn't. Mean
are
to
you
say
Canadian?
Their name.
Sorry.
Yeah, I am. I wish.
If AT&T starts talking to us as a sponsorship, yeah, we'll like their phones. But until then, all the services really. Sprint is shitty too. Mm-hmm. Verizon also not good. Mm-hmm. So.
AT&T's network has been fine, to be fair. I've had some issues with customer service, but I forgive them.
The
work
customer
in progress.
Service is just bad on all these.
Okay. Well,
all
good.
Of them.
It's
all
good to
them.
Know.
Well, this is kind of a segue, but it's too far away to really be accurate. But we were talking about Lonzo Ball's brother in China.
Oh, yeah.
That's it's not LaMelo. It's LiAngelo?
LiAngelo, yeah.
Okay. So he's the one who's in China. But Lonzo, you were mentioning he set a record.
Yeah, youngest human to have a triple double.
Have any other species gotten a triple double at a younger age?
No.
So he's the youngest anything.
Ice Cube.
Not youngest human, right? Yeah. He fooled around and got a triple double.
Who knows what age he was? Who knows what he identified as species wise?
Right. That was probably in a pickup game too.
Yeah.
So does a triple-double really apply in a pickup game?
No, because we've all had them. Let's be
honest. Yes, exactly.
A lot
exactly.
of rebounds. A lot,
oh,
of, you know,
a lot
a
of rebounds.
Day, lot
there's
of
always more
defense.
Rebounds than anything else in a pickup game.
Yeah, it's like 11 points, 36 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. 12 steals,
yep.
4 blocks, and 15 turnovers.
Also, anybody that wants a pickup game can email us and we'll
oh,
see what
yeah.
we can do.
I'd like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you think somebody's going to break that record?
Well, there's a young man in Dallas named Dennis Smith Jr. who has 25 or 28 days before he surpasses the age that
right.
Lonzo
he's was. He's younger than Lonzo right
so,
now.
As unlikely as it is, in this day and age of storylines and social media and
right.
excitement and PR,
and
I
also
can very
guys,
likely
and also,
see it becoming a thing.
And this day and age of point guards getting triple doubles.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Like,
they do grow on trees now.
They
you
do.
Can,
well, they jump up to the trees. Length is such a big thing in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
There's not any players, because the regular human proportion is.
Careful now. Yeah.
No. But just throughout, I'm not making any specific things, but the proportions generally, you know, under the, what is it? Da Vinci drew that, like, picture a man guy
sure the
if
the
you're
golden mean if
yes if your arms
golden ratio yeah
if your length what is it your reach is longer than your height that's a real advantage
yeah
and most players in the NBA have that
yeah that's also a clue to the numbers in my email address that people think are arbitrarily chosen
so those are your measurements
those are sort of a tip of the hat to your measurements
to my measurements
yes.
Wow.
Joe just pointed at himself, folks. So
no, I was pointing
I
to you to the mic, talking to the mic. You always forget
hopefully
that.
Hopefully that was crystal clear for everybody.
It was. We just got to keep our levels even.
And that
comes
is
in
a
and
mystery,
out.
And I'm glad I was able to divert and change the subject, because that is a mystery that people can email me about if they want to learn
what,
Dan3316? sportsdump.com/mysticism quantum metaphysics.
That's not a subcategory on our page.
That'll be
don't
coming
look that
with
up.
A new style.
We will. Yeah. If you want a mysticism page for yourself, we can give Dan's mysticism.
Twice a year, I'll do mystic reports on
that's
big
great.
Events.
That's
a,
that. Yeah. That'll be the biggest thing on the site.
Yeah.
But of course, the big thing that we're going to talk about here is our college basketball preview. And that's what we're getting into right now. Hopefully the sports widow will come by and she'll give some of her. Tips and whatever she has to contribute, because she, you know, just a walkthrough by her will get us 2 or 3 more listeners.
There you go.
But now it's time to get serious, folks, because this is what Dan is here for. I mean, he's here for entertainment purposes. I mean, do they really have to leaf blow right now?
It's a nice surprise for our listeners. They say, oh, what's that a buzzing
it's so
in
funny.
The background?
I listened to the Tony Kornheiser podcast.
Ah.
And I advocate it. I'd like them to advertise here. But they have a leaf blower every morning that goes through where they are, and they do the same thing. So it must just be a
amazing.
Podcast thing.
Yeah, and we should grab some of that audio, get some beats in there, make a nice dance trance to the leaf blower.
Absolutely.
Give, you know, lemonade out of the lemons. That is the sound of it. Let's get right to it, because this is what's wrong with America, what's wrong with college sports?
What is wrong with college? It's been a tough year already for college basketball.
Oh,
Ricky Pitino, Ricky
think,
P.
Yeah. Ricky P, fine American-Italian, yeah.
I mean, that guy, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but he's seen The Godfather too many times.
Correct.
Everything I see of him strikes me as Michael Corleone in the court in Godfather 2, talking about, you know, my client wants an apology, and you know, or Rafael Palmeiro waving his finger it's just like the blatant lies, and you know the FBI's got him on tape.
Yep. It's amazing. It's the NCAA. I don't like any lettered agencies on the country and the government.
CIA?
No, not a fan.
FBI?
I don't want to go down it. Literally anyone you can
alcohol,
imagine.
Alcohol, tobacco,
a fan,
firearms, EPA?
You are really hitting my my hit list, but we're not going to go into politics now. Let's just
ACLU?
Oh, yeah.
You're against the American Civil Liberties Union?
I'm against that union, but I'm not against civil liberties. Now, let's get real for
a second. All right, let's go. I'd love to dive in more.
The most privileged, whitewashed example of what's wrong with NCAA basketball, the United States and everything. Listen to these top five teams in NCAA right now. And let's just say the fact that Duke and North Carolina and some of these other people didn't get any sort of penalization or any sort of
penalties for what they've done. Well,
what
did Duke
proves
do?
That it's all arbitrary.
What
has
Duke done?
And they just pick and choose. This
what
thing,
did Duke
and
do?
What does Duke need to do? They're a racist, entitled group of guys that do nothing but cause trouble and win games. They don't win championships. They don't beat the Huskies in championship games or the Final Four or anything
like
that.
I think Krzyzewski has five, though.
That's great. I don't think he has four in the last 18 years, which is an achievement no other. Look it up. He doesn't.
Okay.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest with one another.
All right.
He probably does, but that's neither here nor there.
All right.
So Duke, Michigan State.
Nobody likes Duke, by the way.
No.
And I think people who go to Duke, not players. If you're a player, I don't blame you because you're looking at different things. If you're not a basketball player, you go to Duke.
Yeah.
And I know a few Dukies, and apologies to all you guys, but come on. You know you went to Duke because you want us to hate you.
And I don't
Mission
apologize.
Mission accomplished.
Everybody that's listening, who's probably just a few people, but if you happen to be one of the people I know that's from Duke, you've let me down.
Right.
I've never walked away thinking.
I can't help being a Yankees fan.
Yeah.
You could help going to Duke.
Correct. Yeah.
And unless you're from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And you could go on and carry on in the world and be decent and thoughtful and set an example where
chose to go to Duke.
And it seems like, you know what? That person seems like they went to Duke every time.
Yep.
And I don't mean to be rude. It's just an observation. Maybe there's something in the water.
Yep.
Michigan State, like Tom Izzo, like those hardworking guys, they never are.
What are you doing? Are you doing your top?
These are the top teams in college basketball, according to the Associated Press most recent rankings.
Are you going one?
One
Duke.
Is Duke.
They
great.
Play tonight.
Great. I'm proud of them.
Or tomorrow.
Who do they play tomorrow?
Michigan State. Duke and Michigan State play
there
tomorrow.
There you go, folks.
One versus two.
Looks like we'll either have the same number one or a new number one after tomorrow.
But I thought you were going to give me your top 10.
Oh, you want the teams that I think are the top 10?
Yes. That was the whole thing when I was like, prepare your top 10.
All right. Well, here's my top 10. Number one, of course.
No.
Start at 10 and work my way up.
Yes.
Yeah. Number 10, we've got the Wichita State Shockers.
You've got the – all right. And all I have to go on for college basketball, by the way, is my trusty Sports Illustrated, which used to list all 64 teams. And now gives you fucking 10 teams.
It's a sign of the times. The media, the powers that be are trying to kill college basketball.
I mean, give me some rankings here.
I agree.
10 teams.
It's on its way out, and it breaks my heart.
So give me your number 10, and I'll give you the
10.
SI number 10, and we'll go back to back on
number
that.
Number 10, I have the Wichita State Shockers.
Wichita State Shockers.
Yep. Moving on.
Whoa, that's it.
Yeah.
You can give me a little more time on this.
All right.
Just for the listeners, I was talking to Nooch about doing a 1 minute top 25, and I think he has extrapolated that information into this half hour top 10, which gives much more time. It's not a half hour. But you can and who knows shit about Wichita State, right?
Yeah.
You never know anything except Fred Van Vliet and the guy who's on the Knicks.
Yep, there you go.
Ron Baker. Although, did he get cut?
Yes.
He did?
We'll just say Ron Baker got cut.
I don't know if he did. He might be a two-year contract.
He may still be there.
But that's Wichita State. That's what I know about Wichita State.
Eric Cochran, former Wichita State Shocker.
Sure. Mm-hmm. He's not a player. He's just a friend of ours from Chicago.
Yep, good guy.
The coach, of course, every year, rumors are that he's going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
The Cornhuskers should hire him for their coach.
There you go. Yeah. Put that little program back on the map.
They have a great basketball arena, apparently.
Well, time to fill it with wins
it does
and
get
energy.
Filled. It does get filled. They have a great women's volleyball team, too.
Good.
All right. So you have number 10. Your number 10
Wichita
is the Wichita State
Shockers.
So you want me to – should we go 10 for 10 and then all the way down the list?
Sure.
Okay. Well, number 10 in the Sports Illustrated is the Florida Gators.
Well, that's a perfect segue to my number 9 team, the Florida Gators.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
Well, what about the Florida Gators? Can you tell us, Nooch? You
I
are
can tell
our
you.
College basketball specialist.
Yeah.
And it will soon be revealed where the majority of Nooch's expertise in college basketball lies.
Yeah.
But we're depending on him for all of college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you tell us about
back,
Florida?
Folks. Florida's got some good, warm weather, loving, athletic dudes coming in and the right attitude. So combined with the quality of their recruits, I'm putting them at 9.
Looks like they've got 3 seniors and 3 juniors in their top 6 players.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at some better stuff here,
team.
But that's a very experienced team, if you ask me.
That's super experienced.
And that's good in the tourney. You want those teams that have the experience in the tourney.
Yes, especially at the guard position in this day and age.
Absolutely. So who's your number? The number 9 I got here is Louisville.
Louisville,
which,
fighting through the muck. I love it.
Louisville, even without Patino, is number 9.
Hey, that seems
that's
to be.
That's crazy. This is another team that has a couple of seniors, a couple juniors, and then just like one freshman. They lost Bowen. Who
good.
He was the freshman who was the part of the scandal.
Well.
He's the one who got $100,000.
It's a pretty good deal for him.
Paid off by an Adidas guy. Do you think that's the first time that's ever happened?
Yes, first time in the history of sports. I used to go to, this is top secret information for our listeners, but
sure.
I used to go to these booster suppers for
UConn?
For UConn, for Jim Calhoun before the season, where we'd eat steak and
talk about the nature
of the team.
And he would give a talk?
Yes, and some of the guys at the tables, you know, slickster type guys, and they were talking about what's the dirtiest program out there? What's the one that's dirtier than all the others? And Syracuse was pretty much the consensus. And there was
academically
money-wise. They said there was a guy that knew very little to nothing about basketball. Its sole purpose was to make sure everybody got paid and this, that, and the other thing. And it's just a filthy program. So
I can understand getting guys to go up to Syracuse. Now the Carrier Dome is great. If you're playing in the Carrier Dome, but now that the Big East isn't what it was in the 80s, where where you've got that New York City pipeline up there,
mm-hmm.
it's a more country, like the recruiting is national now for every team. If you're a really great player from Southern California and somehow you're going up to Syracuse, whoo. It got to be a good reason. And Boeheim's a good coach.
Yes.
But so you're saying perhaps Carmelo Anthony made money at Syracuse?
Yeah, I think he did all right.
Okay.
He probably had a nice hedge fund going.
Well, he's doing all right now anyway.
Got
but
some 401k.
It's interesting because it's kind of gone away, that story. I mean, it'll come back, you know, but like the FBI and stuff, once there's prosecution and everything.
Yeah.
All right.
There's so many stories
out
there.
So dirty. We could get into it more, but we got to move through this.
Yeah, I wanted to do this in like 5 seconds. We're already on like 60 to 90 seconds, and we're only on team 8.
Yeah, all right. Well, what's your team 8?
USC Trojans.
Whoa,
right
local.
Here in Southern California.
Another team in the investigation of the Adidas thing.
Absolutely.
But you've got them at
But I
8.
Like them. I like Aaron Shaquan, Benny Boatwright, my boy, Chimezie Metu.
Yes.
They got Charles O'Bannon, no relation. He's just his son. And
that is
also
a relation.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty direct one. But I meant known.
Wait. One of the O'Bannon kids went to USC.
I know. How hurtful.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
that's
means
a knockout.
The dad has to, like, come to the game.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely
well,
rude.
I think the dad maybe had something to do with that, don't you think?
You think Charles said, I didn't enjoy my time at UCLA?
No, I think
USC.
He enjoyed his time. I think he maybe didn't like Alford.
Ah, now we're touching on some nerves, folks.
Yes,
and
yes,
that's a great segue into our number 7 team. and former Big East, wonderful.
The only way that segue works is if it's UCLA.
UCLA is my
no,
number
you can't
seven
put
team.
Them in now. That would be a bad
no,
pick.
No, and they're point. And they're not even close to my no. top 10. But in all,
I'm
joking,
abandoning the SI one. Yours is more interesting.
Yeah.
So who is your number? We're at number seven
we
for you?
We are at the Villanova Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Number seven.
Wow. Okay. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They've got some great names in Dante, Vincenzo, Colin Gillespie.
Sure.
The great Demir Cosby Roundtree.
Omari Spellman. Yep. Phil Booth.
You know the team.
Well, I'm
it's
looking.
It's all going to depend on how healthy Phil Booth is.
Oh, Phil Booth.
So we'll pencil them in at seven.
As opposed to Phil Bluth from the Arrested Development.
Yeah. Well, now, which character was Phil?
There was no Phil, okay.
But that'd be good, because those episodes, the seasons come out of nowhere with that show. Look out.
That's right. So let's just run down your top 10. 10, you had
Wichita State Shockers.
9.
Florida.
8.
USC.
7.
Villanova Wildcats.
Now, just one more second on USC. That's the team, the coach from Florida Atlantic, the Duncan guys.
Yeah.
Were they the...
Calvin and Mike Duncan.
No, but they were called something when they were in the tournament. They were just running and gunning and throwing it down.
Oh.
I forget what that team was called, that Florida International team.
You guys go ahead and email us or tweet us the name of that team if you can think of it. And you can, you can sass us a bit. We can take it.
We like the sass.
Yeah.
We, in fact, are doing this for the sass.
Mm-hmm.
What I meant to say is that USC team is exciting.
It is an exciting team.
They run and gun like those Florida Atlantic teams. So back to Villanova. Villanova really, they've been hanging around the top 10 for a long time.
Yeah.
Whoa. Was that you or me?
That was me, but it was another generation.
That was a very weird noise. Yeah. Sorry, folks. So Villanova to me is actually kind of boring. Oh, all right, stop.
All right.
They're kind of boring to me.
Okay.
What about you?
I guess generally,
they must be very well coached, because they never get any of these one and done guys.
That's true.
They depend on veteran guards often.
Well, they had one of the greatest trios of guards in the history of college basketball. Who knew Kyle Lowry would be the one to have the long term success? But when they had Kyle Lowry, Alan Ray, and Randy Foy, they were Randy Foy was a good NBA player
play.
For a number of years.
Yes, he still
but
might
my goodness,
be
they
hanging
were fun
around
to watch.
League.
They were fun to watch. So I always sort of grandfather everybody into that excitement zone.
Okay.
And
I
remember famously in the 2014 NCAA tournament at halftime, Kevin Ollie was playing the number 2 seed Villanova, and he said, we need to play better. We're going to come out. We're going to win this game. We're going to beat them, whatever. And it was very bold. He's a bold coach and a winning coach.
That's the year they won it.
Yes, they did win the national championship that year. Yes, that was very impressive.
I got to say, a couple of UConn's runs have been pretty impressive.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Unexpected. That was totally unexpected. That's mm-hmm. Shabazz Napier, right?
Yep.
And then they had another one.
2011.
The first one? Is that the first one? No. All right, 2011 with
Kemba.
Yep. They had that big run in the Big East tournament.
Yeah, 5 in 5 days.
Yes,
in history.
That's right. So they UConn, when they win it, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, they beat that dynamite Duke team in 99 with
he
Elton
gave air
Brand.
Quotes there. We're on the we're on audio, so dynamite quote Duke team.
That unbeatable team, yeah.
Actually, it was the Duke team. It was the quote dynamite Duke team. Quote Duke team, because it was Duke.
And I think Richard Hamilton would go on a few years later to win a championship with the Detroit Pistons, and he had also won with that 99 Huskies team. So
winning player.
Yeah. Unlike Elton Brand.
Unlike, yes. And not necessarily a guy who filled up the stat sheet crazy.
No.
But he got it done.
One of the best players, I'd say, in the history, and he will be a Hall of Famer because of this.
No, he won't.
He will. Oh yeah, look at his numbers. He's a
Richard Hamilton.
Oh, for sure. He's a second ballot guy for sure. 100%. Maybe. Trust me.
He'll be in the UConn Hall of Fame.
Oh, he is.
Okay.
Just for the record.
Okay.
He
has That's fine. Been, Maybe he's... Detroit Pistons Hall of Fame. He's more likely to be in the wearing a mask Hall of Fame.
Oh, without question.
Kyrie's about to come back with the mask.
He's better with the mask.
He is.
Look out.
A lot of guys are.
A lot of guys, they step it up. It's almost like
there was a shield.
Jeffrey Dahmer's father insisted on wearing these dark sunglasses for an interview recently.
Okay.
And they said, he thought it hit his face.
Yeah.
So maybe the psychological effect right. of having the mask over.
Sure.
You're out of your head. You feel like you're almost hiding away as you're playing. I don't know.
Maybe. Keep the mic close. All right. So close. That's your number five team is Villanova.
That was my number six team. Okay. But we can skip my number five team, Kentucky.
Let's not skip
them.
That's one of my favorites.
There you go. We'll go to Kentucky.
I like Kentucky.
KU, number five.
Wait. Let's talk about Kentucky for a second. Hamidou Diallo.
We're about to. And,
oh, wait,
and
Diallo wait, breaks my heart.
Go ahead.
Do you have Kentucky at five?
I have Kentucky at five.
Because you jumped to Kansas for a second there.
When?
I thought you just said
now,
Kansas.
Folks, this Joe may be having a small stroke or some sort
I'm
of
all right,
misunderstanding.
I'm back.
We have audio understanding. I never said Kansas.
What I like about Kentucky is you never really know anybody at the beginning of the year, and then at the end of the year, you're like, oh, here's three of the top 10 picks.
Yeah, and here is 12 of the top 12 ranked players in the country.
Yeah.
How
Duke
amazing.
Is getting a lot of those.
Yeah, another fine program full of glee and on-the-level behavior.
I know. Here's
Bring
my
it on.
Problem.
Bring it on. Rings are things. All this other stuff is chatter, bro.
Here's who I root for
in the
tournament.
By the way, beat both of those teams in the Final Four and championship game. Name any other team in the history of college basketball to say that. Not easy.
It probably isn't one.
Yeah.
Maybe UCLA.
Yeah. And the 2000.
UCLA has probably beaten both those
well,
teams
done
in the
it
finals.
All. They had a slick run there. They're very good at basketball.
But I like Calipari. I met him once, you know.
Interesting. How was that?
I met him at his introduction to Kentucky. I was doing a show with Tim Meadows at the University of Kentucky, and it was part of the like glee club, like preseason exciting,
like Midnight Madness type of thing.
It was like Midnight Madness, but
night?
It was during the yes. It was
but during
it was,
the day.
It was before. No, it was an evening show, but like 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And this is before they started doing the Midnight Madness ESPN stuff.
Sure.
This is his first year. But I knew who John Wall was, and I was talking to him about John Wall.
Okay.
And, but then he didn't really want to talk to me and Brad as much as he did Tim, which makes
sense.
Sure,
yeah, no.
So Brad and I went back to the green room, and he's talking to Tim Meadows for a while. And then Tim Meadows came back. I maybe have told this story before, and hopefully I can have Tim on the show. But afterwards, we were like, he's cool. He's cool. And Tim was like, I could see why he's so good as a basketball coach. And we said, why? And he said, because he really knows how to talk to black people. And I want to ask Tim more about what he meant. I asked him then what he meant.
We got
to
get
like,
him on.
And he was like, I can't really describe. And he couldn't tell me. How am I going to know? But he was like, he just knows, like he's very comfortable. And then I got a little self-conscious, like maybe I'm not as comfortable.
Yes, I think we're getting to the deeper issue.
But yeah, I got to meet him before all this big success. So
there you go. That's
I was
great.
There. So that's why I root for him.
And now you've changed my opinion on Calipari.
Oh, there you go.
I've always, and just for the record, Brad Calipari is featured on this Kentucky team this year. So that's
his
nice
son
thing.
Is on this team?
I'm assuming it's his son.
I don't see him in the top
and
six
I'm
players.
Assuming that he named his son after meeting Brad and that night you just described.
Oh, my
described.
God. That I don't think it was that long ago. Good. It was maybe like 9 years ago.
Well,
that's all right. So who's your number four?
Number four, we have none other than the Arizona Wildcats.
Oh.
My sister-in-law's team of all teams.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you like about them?
I like their history. I like their corruption.
Are they another team?
Oh, yeah. I think Miller, their coach, went through the ringers with some intense stuff, right?
Really?
Yeah.
He must have been sweating a lot.
Like some separate stuff before the Fed stuff. I think
is he on his way out?
Make sure to get the good facts on this stuff. You do your own research too.
Yeah, because there's a lot of hearsay going on.
But there was.
I bet that DeAndre Ayton guy's gotten a little money.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
7 foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to land to him, he got some money.
Yeah. They always have great, 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 great classes. But he's never made it to a Final Four.
Nope.
Best coach not to make it to a Final Four, right?
Yep. And Derek Jeter's son, Chase Jeter, is on this particular team.
Really?
And I don't know if it is any relation
to
Derek
Michigan.
Jeter, though.
Oh.
It could be Pooh Jeter's brother or cousin.
Okay. See, you got to be a little... You can't tell me stuff and then as I'm commenting.
Well, it was worth it to see your excitement on the possibility.
Who you got at three?
Number three. Now we're getting back to Kansas. Rock Chalk.
Kansas,
my number three team.
Did you have Duke at 10?
Duke is number 15 on my list. That's for the record.
Because I didn't hear Duke in here
at
all.
Lost. And you won't.
All right, so Kansas, who I don't like. I do not like. And right. I just found out that Bill Self wears a hairpiece.
That is devastating. I put so much stock in him having his own hair.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to even do the top three now.
Well, just try to ignore that news.
The top two. Well, that sucks.
They do have a guy named Billy Preston. Do you know who Billy Preston is?
Legendary keyboard player. The Fifth Beatle? And session musician. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. This is not the same guy, but this guy is, I wonder if he's related.
Could
he's
be.
He's 6'10". He's a freshman.
That'd be amazing.
That
and
would.
My favorite thing to find out, if living, would be that Billy Preston just loves college basketball.
I think
he's
he
so
died
excited.
Not long ago.
Yeah.
Nothing from nothing means nothing.
Yeah. I think within the last year, too. God rest his soul.
Yep.
Perfect
rest
segue
in
into our number two team, Michigan State, who always plays with heart.
They do.
And they're well
always
coached.
Tough.
And they have a lot of role players, much like Mr. Preston that
right,
don't necessarily
a role player.
Get the credit, you know?
Sure. But they have role players, but they also have, like, Miles Bridges and Jaren Jackson, two guys who are going in the top 10 of the draft,
exactly.
Probably.
Exactly. And a lot of people were happy to see Jackson come back, so.
It was Bridges who came back.
Yeah.
Jackson's
the
freshman.
Yep.
Bridges is the sophomore.
Bridges. You know what, though? I have a thing with guys named Miles that play basketball.
Okay.
I just, for some reason, it puts me off, or I don't trust them.
Right. Miles Stroth?
You know,
he was a big basketball player.
I do. And
did you know that?
I did know that. And I always respect that about
like
him.
He thought, I think like he had a scholarship maybe offered to Iowa or something?
He would be the exception in this case where I actually like Miles.
But you know, he got
he
broke
he
both his
play.
Legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Aaron Miles was the guy I was thinking of.
Okay, yeah.
Last name, Miles.
Yeah, but that's not who's on Michigan State.
No, Miles Bridges. If you like him, you like him. That's your type of player.
So that means, let me figure out who your number one team is here then. Does that mean your number one team is going to be Cincinnati?
No, close. Number one team is University of Connecticut Huskies. Yeah. I don't know if
are
you guys,
they on anybody else's top 50?
They should. They will be.
All
they
right,
will
tell
be.
Me who's their
run
best
to
player.
Vegas. Run to Vegas. Their best player is Terry Larrier. He had 27 points.
Terry Larrier? That's a real
former
name?
Former VCU standout.
Okay.
Star player. Tore his ACL early last season. Had 27 points on his return. Altari Gilbert, who hurt his shoulder very badly last year, is back healthy. McDonald's All-American. Jalen Adams is a junior. We're going to put the scooter incident behind him. And we have Eric Cobb, 6'9", 280-pound rebounding machine, JUCO transfer. We have Antoine Anderson, Fordham.
That's probably enough.
Yeah.
All these transfers, though. Why aren't they?
Which is always the mark
the
of a Husky team.
A lot of transfers.
Championship team. We've had veteran guys.
Nebraska's
like,
team has a lot of transfers, and they don't do as well.
If Huskies and Nebraska make it to the Final Four, folks, we will be traveling to and providing a podcast from the Final Four.
How about
site.
This? If the Huskies and Nebraska both make it to the tournament, we'll go to a game here.
Great. We'll go to
the closest
a first
game
or
is.
Second round West coming. Yeah.
Right.
Easy peasy.
All right.
Done
we might
done.
Do that anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was almost like a preview. I like how we got to the UConn Huskies and you didn't need any research there.
No.
You're just all off the top of your head.
And that was about a 19th of how much and how long I could have gone about
this was
team.
Very sportsy. I think we may, you know, like I said, we're always working on the format and stuff.
It's true. And to be honest, current affairs and current events are pretty dark right now. I'm pretty
That's
sad.
Right. We want to avoid anything other than the escape that sports offers us.
Yes, yes.
So
and
that's what we're doing.
If we do, we're gonna focus on some of the uplifting stories because you can go to anywhere else to get all the other sad and weird stuff from our leadership. Yep.
Doo-doo. Well, that's the sports dump. Thanks to Nooch. And like I said before, you can listen to us. This is a Sports Widow podcast. Hey,
Mal, come here.
We got to get the Sports Widow in here at least to say goodbye.
Yeah.
We've got a website, thesportsdump.com. You got to just, so I can say that you were on this podcast, you have to come say something on
Hi.
It. No, come talk into the mic. She doesn't want to.
Hi. Talk into the mic. Why do I have to be here?
Closer into the mic.
Why do I have to be here?
That was the Sports Widow, everybody. Right. She was there. Thanks for being here. She's pretty happy I brought her out here, I can see. Not happy, actually. That might have been a mistake. But if you listen this far, you got to hear.
Little bonus.
Little bonus. We'll be back. We're going to try to do this every Monday.
Yes. Mondays is the goal. There may be some surprise weeks due to
scheduling. We'll drop-ins and stuff. But There it is. All right. Thanks to Nooch and thanks to you for listening.
Yeah.
SportsDump.com, also on Facebook, SportsDump Show on Twitter. Bye.
Bye. Quick plug for all those exciting preseason, postseason feeling NCAA basketball tournaments coming up. Check.